Well, here we are again, sitting in the MTP studios. That means this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and my name is Jeffrey Davis. I am the host of Radio Entrepreneurs. You can also find me or send me any notes you know about any entrepreneurs you know at the letter J, Davis, at mageusa.com. This is a high note for Radio Entrepreneurs. I have my buddy, Peter Morrison, flanking me as my co-host today. Welcome, Peter, the author.
it's good to be here, Jeff. It's always fun to be with you.
Okay, Heroes in a Different Time.
That's it.
For anybody who likes reading historical novels, correct?
That is correct.
Right, great. And our next guest is Ed McDonough, founder ECE Marketing Services. Welcome, Ed.
Great to be here, Jeff. Thanks.
Great. Yeah. Why don't you tell us about ECE? I got a whole big write-up on you, but it's easier if you just tell us.
Sure. So we've been in business since 2009, and our primary focus is on two different types of specialized email marketing. So we do customer reactivation email marketing, and then we also do B2B cold email marketing for businesses.
Do you want to describe reactivation marketing? Because I don't think everybody's heard that term before.
Sure. So it's client reactivation. So we work primarily with service businesses. And what we do is we take their past client and prospect list, and we run a special campaign that drives those people to come into the business and get reacquainted with it.
Is there any particular kind of business that you're focused on?
Primarily with that is service businesses. So
lawyers,
B2B.
Mostly B2B. Businesses that see clients on a regular basis. So like day spas, gyms, the fitness industry, auto repair, chiropractors, anybody that sees lots of clients on a regular
Not
basis.
Not attorneys, service firms?
Not really.
Peter's a reforming attorney after 50
okay.
years of practice.
Reformed.
You're already reformed after just six months?
Wow.
Wow.
So typically, like with attorneys, they're on a ad needed basis,
right.
where those other businesses, they provide services on a regular basis
that people need,
yeah.
regularly,
right?
Okay, how did you get into this?
It's kind of a long story, but
we have about 6-7 minutes.
Okay, so real quick, my agency was primarily focused on doing lead generation for the fitness industry. And what I found was that in that industry that they were not utilizing their email list to bring in clients. So we kind of shifted gears a little bit and started doing that for them, and then it just grew into what it is today.
How long have you been doing this?
Since 2009. So the email marketing for about 3 years now, just over 3 years.
Interesting.
In January, we hit the 11-year mark. So.
Why'd you pick email marketing? I know you went into your history a little bit, but it's a very specialized field. There must have been something that was tweaking you.
Yeah, that's a great question. So the main reason we did it is because I own the whole process. So we built the Quantum email marketing platform. So that's our own email marketing platform, which we own. So we don't rely on any third-party vendors to deliver the service that we
have. Does
that
mean you're using your own servers?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... So what that does is it gives us a much higher delivery rate, so actually getting the email into the person's inbox, as well as it allows us to do a phenomenal amount of tracking. So last year we sent out 1.16 million emails, and because we did that, we have all that data to track with, and our average return on investment for our client was 370%.
That's amazing.
So it's pretty powerful, yeah.
Well, if you're hosting it and sending it out through your own servers, does that mean you've cut down on would be spam normally and
yes.
rejections?
Yes.
I'm trying to help you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, one of the things we do is we clean everybody's list to make sure that the email addresses are valid. And then because of the way and the style we send the emails, we have a much higher delivery rate, which leads to a much higher open rate and obviously a much higher engagement rate on the back end. So...
It's interesting. So where do you go from here? I mean, you've got a business. Do you build it? Do you franchise it? Do you...
I don't think so. I think I like being a one-person shop. So I have a lot of consultants that work with me, independent contractors. And, so I'm just looking to grow the customer base at this point.
So how do you do that?
I come on your radio show. That's one way to do it. No. So I actually do a lot of cold email marketing. myself. So as well as offering that as a service to clients that are interested in doing that, that's how I primarily get my clients, is through cold email marketing.
So you're doing your own services on yourself?
Absolutely. That's pretty much how we learn how to do it.
Interesting. So is the field changing a lot? I mean, I've always, you know, most people I talk to always say to me, everything's changing every month, you know, what you can do to get through. What are you finding to be the biggest obstacles right now?
So the marketing industry is changing all the time because of different technology that's coming out. But one thing that's remained constant, believe it or not, is email. So it's still the number one way to get business. And there was a study done, I believe it was by Experian, where they said that for every $1 spent on marketing, on email marketing, $45 are given in on return on investment. So so it's still one of the most powerful ways. You know, the money is in the list. The bigger your client list is, the more money you can generate from it.
So do you work, with companies' lists? Do you provide your own lists?
That's a good question.
Yeah. When we do B2B marketing, so B2B marketing is, for instance, I'll work with a web designer or another marketing agency, and we'll do an email campaign for them to bring to target other businesses to bring in. So when we do that, we have the ability to provide a list for them. But for the client reactivation stuff, we're always using the client's list because it's a warm list. It's the best list to use.
So where do you get the lists for the B2B?
We have several tools that a couple of them are proprietary tools that we've created, and a couple of them are third-party services that we use to generate those lists.
Interesting. How did you get into email marketing?
I was working with gyms, and I found that they were not utilizing their email list.
So you were just marketing for them.
Yeah, I was doing a lot of Facebook advertising to drive lead generation, to drive new leads into the gym. And as part of that, we were collecting their email address. And so I started to ask, what are you doing with those email addresses? And they're like, we really don't do anything. You know, we send out a email blast once a month. So I said, well, there's an opportunity there for us to, you know, generate some revenue from that email list. And that's what we started to do.
Pretty clever.
Thank you.
Actually.
Peter sort of alluded to it when he talked about franchising. So what would be your ideal growth model for the next 5 years?
I want to get up to 200 clients. That's really where I'm headed.
And sort of cap it out there and be focused?
Yep. Yeah, because a lot of our clients, you know, it's a repeat business. So they're going to work with us month after month or quarter after quarter, depending upon what service we're providing to them. And so that's our goal, is just to get to that level and sustain.
So you're the owner, I take
that's,
it?
Yeah, owner and founder, yep.
So you don't need to raise any money or?
No, we're self-funded, yeah.
Self-funded. How many employees do you have?
Just technically one, but I have many independent contractors that I work with.
Okay.
Yeah.
For all our listeners, radio entrepreneurs, we've been speaking with Ed McDonough, founder ECE Marketing Services. Also, that second voice, which is not mine, is Peter Myerson, author, of course, great author, according to Chris Jarrell.
Reformed lawyer.
A reformed lawyer. Well, I don't know. I'm the jury is still out on that one. Ed, if somebody's looking for you, how would they do that?
The best way is just to go to my website, ecemarketingservices.com, or they can give me a call at 508-296-5001.
Great. Thanks for being on the show today.
Pleasure.
You know, you're in a pretty interesting category for us. Well, we hope you come back again in 2020.
I would love to.
Great. Give us updated. And Peter, we know you're coming back again. We keep bugging you.
I love it.
Great. Got to get
fun.
You out of bed, you know? My name is Jeffrey Davis, speaking for all the Radio Entrepreneurs team. We'll be right back with more stories.